And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, you go on the road to battle Boone Central in your opener. I know you fell a bit short on the scoreboard, but I'm guessing you had to be really proud of how your team went toe-to-toe with what is considered one of the top teams in the state in C1.
Yeah, I thought our kids gave great effort. I executed on a lot of plays, offensively, defensively. We did some good things. I was happy with their effort and the way they played for most of the game.
I know it'll go down as a loss, but do you feel like the kids still gained some confidence just with the way they battled and played on Friday?
Yep. Yeah, I think their confidence grew. I think really they were unsure of themselves starting, and then as the game progressed, they gained more confidence. And you know, I think they realized we watched film on Monday, and they see some of our mental mistakes that we had that really hurt us. And I think we worked hard in practice this week, and I think they'll correct those things.
We talked about Eli Coble getting the start at quarterback, moving into that position this year. We were talking on the radio about just his skill set and how it just seems to fit your system. Do you feel that same way, and how do you feel he played for you in game one?
I thought he did a great job for game one. It was his first start. He didn't really get to play last year. He got to played the one play on defense last year and hurt his shoulder, and he was out. But we thought last year that he might develop into that quarterback that we were really looking for, and he has. He did a great job with our run game. We got some things to work on our pass game, but I think he'll correct those, and he'll just get better each week.
Coming into the season, Carly, I know that you really felt like the guys up front, the offensive line, had the opportunity to really be a good group. And, man, I thought they showed that at times on Friday. Talk a little bit about the way they came together. And is consistency kind of right where you're at now with the offensive line as far as what they need to do better at?
Yeah, they're pretty consistent players. I felt like they did a great job. We didn't have I think we only have one false start for the game, which is great for the first game. They're learning new fronts. You know, we have several new starters. We moved a kid from a guard to a tackle, so that's always a different look they're seeing. But I thought they picked up their blitzes pretty good and did a good job there. And the ones they didn't, they see it now. You know, I think the more they get, the more playing time, the more reps, they're just going to get better. You know, they did a lot of good things. We have some things to correct, you know, with maybe just some technique stuff that we can do, and we spent a lot of time on it this week. So, and then we just got to get in shape. You know, we're limited on our guys, our backup guys. Some kids don't get very many breaks, and we just got to get in that game shape, and I think we'll get there as the season progresses.
When we talked to one another at the fall sports kickoff, you talked about being a little bit inexperienced in the back end of your defense at corner. Boone Central threw a lot of things at those guys with their spread offense. Watching from afar, Carly, I thought those guys held up really well for you. Did you kind of feel the same way?
Yep, our back end did well. You know, Nathan, he has experience. Our other two guys are newbies, corner Cruz and Neely. And they did a good job, you know, just the same thing. They did a lot of good things, and I told them this in our meeting. They did a lot of good things, but as coaches, we're trying to make you even better. So we really critiqued them, and there's a few things they can get better at, and I think they really worked hard at it, and I just think they'll keep getting better as they see things, as the game progresses for them. So,
Carly, what has been the focus in practice for your coaching staff this week?
We've got several things to focus on offensively. You know, we really want to get our linemen, their feet moving. We're making great contact. We got to keep that drive going and the footwork going. We really focused on our pass game. We've got to get some passes going, some of our play action pass, and that's going to be really important down the road because teams will really start stacking the box on us, I believe. So we've really got to get that going. And then defensively, we just got to be a little more overall. I thought our kids did a good job, but we got to be more aggressive and really fly to the ball and get there and make those tackles.
You get Ogallala for your home opener this Friday. I'm guessing it'll be another spread offense that you see. Talk a little bit about your preparation for Ogallala.
Yeah, they, you know, I felt like they ran the ball a little more this year, but they got the Rezac kid at quarterback, and I think he likes to throw the ball. You know, first thing we always preach to our kids is stop the run game, and we've really focused on that, and then worked on our technique on the edge. They like to get to the edge, and then they'll hit you. They have some great route combinations, so our kids really got to be heads up and recognize formation and then what's coming at them.
Well, Carly, we always appreciate you taking time to visit with us. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for your coverage.
That's Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.